Hey everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca, and today your English will definitely improve. What do you think about dyeing your hair? Have you done it before? If so, what color did you dye it? Well, we are continuing our conversation from yesterday. We met Ariel and Sarah, who are discussing whether or not they should dye their hair. Today's lesson is called Dare to Dye Your Hair. I like that. Dare to dye your hair. And some of the things that we will discuss today include purple hair and natural hair color. Friends, open up your magazines and let's begin our lesson, Dare to Dye Your Hair. Let's go!
Dare to Dye Your Hair.
If you don't want purple hair, that's fine. You can dye it a natural color. Maybe a different color will complement your features better.
Getting your hair dyed at a salon is very expensive. I don't have that kind of money.
Well, permanent dye lasts a long time.
Not really. As your hair grows, you'll see your natural hair color at the roots. That means you will need touch-ups.
Well, we can just get some cheap dye at the store and do it ourselves.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 complement 这个动词。PLE 这个字根有填满的意思，所以 complement 是指衬托出或者是使增色。例如 the color of the lipstick complements your complexion， 这个唇膏的颜色让你的气色更好，或者是 the French country style furniture really complements this cottage， 法式乡村风格的家具让这个度假小屋增色不少。Complement 也可以指使完善或补足，例如 the two business partners complement each other perfectly， 这两位事业伙伴完全可以互补长短。接下来我们看的是 permanent 这个形容词， per 这个字首有彻底的意思，所以 permanent 是指永久性的、持久的、固定的或者是稳定的。例如 Theo finally found a permanent job after months of trying， Theo 花了好几个月的时间尝试，终于找到了一份固定的工作。或者是 Jennifer uses her sister's address as her permanent address， Jennifer 用她姐姐的地址当作自己的永久地址。 Permanent 的反义字是 temporary， T-E-M-P-O-R-A-R-Y， 例如 temporary position 是指短期的职务，或者是 a temporary solution， 暂时的解决之道。
Okay, so let's get right into our lesson. We're continuing this conversation between Sarah and Ariel. Now, Sarah responds to something that Ariel had said yesterday. Ariel had said that she prefers a more natural look, so she doesn't want to dye her hair. And Sarah responds by saying, if you don't want purple hair, that's fine. You can dye it a natural color. Maybe a different color will complement your features better. I do agree that not purple hair doesn't look good on everybody.
Well, right. But it does look good on some people.
Mm-hmm.
However, perhaps a natural look is better. Rebecca, maybe Ariel's advice or Sarah's advice is for you as well, because you said that you also don't like to dye your hair, but you like a natural look.
Yeah.
But there are some colors that also give a natural look.
But see, the way I see it is, why change my hair color when I like my hair color?
Now, that's a good point.
You know, why change it to something that I might not like when I already like it the way it is?
Exactly. If it isn't broken, don't fix it. So why change it? Well, Sarah mentions a word here. Maybe a different color will complement your features better.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that word, features. What is a feature, or what are the features that she's talking about? Those are just the parts of someone's face that you notice when you look at them. So the different parts of your face.
Yeah, we could also say facial features, right? And we usually use adjectives when talking about facial features, okay? So maybe you notice someone's nose, okay? That's one of their features. They have a long nose, or do they have a short nose? Do they have a straight nose? What about their eyebrows? Are their eyebrows thick? Do they have thin eyebrows? Do they have a unibrow? It looks like one eyebrow across the top. Does that person have high cheeks or round cheeks? You're talking about someone's facial features.
Exactly. Well, Ariel says getting your hair dyed at a salon is very expensive. I don't have that kind of money. And this is a great, useful phrase for you to know as well. That kind of money. When do you use this feature? When do you use this phrase? I'm glad you were wondering. You can use this phrase when you want to say that you don't have a lot of money.
Exactly. I don't have that kind of money. You want me to buy a house now? You think I should buy a house now?
No,
I'm sorry. I don't have that kind of money.
But I saw you buy a milk tea the other day.
Oh, a milk tea and a house are very different things. Unless I buy a small house to put my milk tea in.
Oh.
I do have that kind of money, but I don't have the kind of money to buy a real house. Friends, this is kind of like that phrase, money doesn't grow on trees, or at least it reminds me of that phrase. You know, you have to save up, you have to earn, and right now, I don't have that kind of money.
Right, and that's what Ariel is saying. She doesn't have that kind of money, that is to go to a salon and have someone dye her hair. Sarah says, well, permanent dye lasts a long time. Ariel disagrees. Not really. As your hair grows, you'll see your natural hair color at the roots.
Ooh.
Have you ever seen that happen before?
Yeah, it looks kind of like this. I mean, it's not, to me, it's not really noticeable. It doesn't bother me that much. And I don't know.
It really depends on your natural hair color.
Yeah.
And what you dyed it to. Like,
sure.
If you have black hair,
mm-hmm.
and you dyed it maybe blonde or something, it's going to be quite noticeable when those black roots start popping up.
Yeah, that'll be more noticeable. Okay, so Ariel continues, that means you will need touch-ups. And that's probably what's going to cost money, okay? It's not just going to get your hair done once, but going over and over again for touch-ups.
Now, what's a touch-up? That's just some small changes that you make to make something better.
And so every time we film here at Studio Classroom, we have to get our makeup done in the morning. And then after lunch, actually throughout the day, we have touch-ups. That means the makeup artist will notice little things here and there that need to be touched up so that we can continue to look the same way.
That's right. And I think that our makeup artists have a very good eye because they notice when we need touch-ups when I don't even notice it. Well, Sarah has a very simple solution for Ariel. She says, well, we can just get some cheap dye at the store and do it ourselves. That is, they can do their own touch-up at their house. I actually feel like there could be some problems with this particular solution.
Why? I've known people that have done that. My sisters.
Oh, your sisters do it. Well, we're going to talk
about... They have.
Oh, they have.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about some of these problems later, but right now it's time for us to learn about the phrase to be blue in the face.
Ooh, blue in the face? Let's go to the
info cloud. Hello, everyone. Welcome to InfoCloud. Have you ever felt like you did something so long or so hard that you almost couldn't breathe anymore?
Well, then you may have done something until you were blue in the face. Now, when you don't have enough oxygen or air, your skin can get a bluish color.
And when you argue or talk about something until you run out of air, you do it until you are blue in the face.
But this expression also carries another meaning with it. If you argue until you are blue in the face, we also assume that you weren't successful with your argument.
I had a teacher who said you could talk about grammar rules until you are blue in the face, but you have to practice using correct language if you really want to learn.
Well, here we have an example that happens to involve talking, but also use the expression to communicate a sense of frustration.
And here on InfoCloud, we don't just talk about rules until we are blue in the face. We try to give you background and insight so you can enjoy unique things about English.
不晓得你有没有全神贯注地做一件事情，直到脸色发青，无法继续的经验。英文有一种说法 ,blue in the face, 就是在形容这种情形。例如 ,he practiced his speech until he was blue in the face. 他练习演讲直到脸色发青，无法再继续了。通常 ,blue in the face 是指跟说话相关的活动。因为要一直讲话直到喘不过气，脸色因为缺氧而变成蓝色的。当然这是比较夸张的说法。另外这个片语也有徒劳无功的意思，也就是说你可能为了某件事情争得面红耳赤，但结果还是徒劳无功。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Would you dare to dye your hair? Now, some people think it's a great idea. Some people don't. Some people feel like if you dye your hair, it damages your hair, but other people don't really care.And some people feel like you constantly need to touch up the hair because as it grows, you start to see your natural hair color. Some people don't really care. Okay, friends, we're in the middle of a conversation. Let's continue this conversation now.
Dare to dye your hair.
I wouldn't trust myself to dye my own hair. Besides, what if the color of the cheap dye isn't the same as the salon color?
Well, you just have to be careful to match the color. It's not that hard, Ariel. And you can always just change to another color.
Then you'll have damaged hair for sure. Speaking of which, dyed hair requires special products to keep it looking nice.Talk about annoying.
After you see my beautiful dyed hair, you might change your mind.
I doubt it.
Okay, 继续我们看的是 product 这个名词。DUC 这个字根有引导或带来的意思，所以 product 是指产品或产物。例如 ,the company is confident in the quality of its products. 这家公司对自己产品的品质相当有信心。或者是 ,this YouTuber developed her own beauty products and made a fortune. 这位 YouTuber 发展了自己的美妆产品而且赚了很多钱。它的动词是 produce, P-R-O-D-U-C-E,例如 ,the factory produces high-end electronic appliances. 这家工厂生产高档的电子用品。所以我们看 annoying 这个形容词 ,annoying 原本是 annoy, 打扰或者是使烦恼这个动词的现代分词。当形容词是指讨厌的或恼人的。例如 ,it's annoying when people talk loudly on the MRT. 人们大声地在捷运说话的时候让人觉得很困扰。或者是 I wish I could get away from this annoying rain and go to a sunny beach. 但愿我可以脱离这个恼人的雨，去到一个充满阳光的海滩。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Whoa, Gabe, what's going on here with your hair?
Right? Don't you like it? I kind of look like Rod Stewart.
Well, it looks like what happened is you noticed that with your previous hairdo, some of the roots were coming up.And you needed to do some touch-ups, so you decided to go get your own dye from the store and re-dye your hair. But I know the truth. It's just a wig.
Yeah, the other one was a little too curly. So do you like this one, Rebecca, or do you think I should go with the more natural look?
Hey, I think you should go with a more natural look because the color blends in too much with your shirt. Much, much better.There.
All right.
You stand out better.
All right. Well, there you go, little wig. I'm just going to put you right there. And, you know, I got to say, Rebecca, I think so far I agree with Sarah more that it's okay to maybe experiment with your hair a little bit.
Okay. Well, I agree with Ariel. I'm glad that we both agree with somebody in our lesson. And speaking of Ariel...She starts us out. She says, I wouldn't trust myself to dye my own hair. Besides, what if the color of the cheap dye isn't the same as the salon color? Well, we saw what could possibly happen with your hair, Gabe.
Right.
That was a great illustration.
Right. Well, Sarah's got a great response. Well, you just have to be careful to match the color. It's not that hard, Ariel. And you can always just change to...another color. So she's trying to convince her friend Ariel that you should just dye your hair. Dare to dye your hair.
And Ariel comes back with a great response. Then you'll have damaged hair for sure. Well, speaking of which, dyed hair requires special products to keep it looking nice. Let's talk about the words that you see right here on the screen. Speaking of...You can use this phrase when you want to continue describing something that you had just said.
And speaking of hair, since we've been talking about hair all day today, speaking of hair, Rebecca, I think I know what hair color would suit you.
What color hair would suit me?
Ebony.
Ebony?
Yeah, that's another word for black. Okay, so black hair. I think that you would look great with really dark black hair.
Do you see my face?
Yeah, exactly.
It's in shock.
Well, I think that people with a pale complexion generally look really good with black hair.
I actually used to want black hair.
Yeah?
And then I decided that it really didn't suit or complement my features very well. So I've stuck with a natural look.
Okay. Well, you do have a nice natural look as well. Well, speaking of hair, we need to finish Ariel's line here. Ariel says, talk about annoying, okay? To have to keep doing something and then you damage your hair and it seems like it could be really annoying.
It could be very annoying, yes. And then you have to buy those special products, right? Now, you can use this phrase, talk about, when you want to describe something further that was just said. So that's what Ariel's doing.She's describing something that was just said.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying, if you want a definition for annoying, there it is. But there are other words you can use here. Talk about funny. Talk about delicious. Okay, so for example, it was a great show. Talk about funny. That means it was a funny show. Wow, that steak was awesome. Talk about delicious.
Mmm, yum. It's making me hungry.
Yeah, good.
But we can't talk about food.Let's continue talking about hair. Sarah says, after you see my beautiful dyed hair, you might change your mind. Now, let's talk about this phrase, to change one's mind. Use this phrase when you make one decision, and then you make a different decision.
Right. And so people often change their minds for different reasons.Maybe you're trying to buy furniture and you think you're going to buy this sofa. And then the next day you say, no, I changed my mind. I'm going to buy this one. Friends, how often do you change your mind? And what do you change your mind about?
And Ariel responds, I doubt it.
She does not think that she'll change her mind. Well, there's something that we don't want you to change your mind about, and that is watching the
Essay Challenge. Oh, yeah.
Hey, everyone. Right now, we're going to do the Essay Challenge. Now, today's lesson is about dyeing your hair. Dare to dye your hair. But before we get into that, let's meet our contestants. Who do we have?
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. I'm really excited to play today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Josh, and I'm very interested in hair dye.
Oh, really? So Josh is interested in dyeing his hair, I guess. That's what that means. Well, anyway, friends, you know what to do. I have three questions. See if you can answer the questions correctly. And let's see which of our contestants will be the fastest. First question. Which word is the opposite of permanent? A, product. B, forever. C, annoying. Or D, temporary. Yes, Pauline, I saw that.
D, temporary.
Well, that is a good answer because it's the right answer. Good job. D, temporary. Question number two. If you have dyed hair and you start to see your hair roots, you might need A, a redo, B, a touch-up, C, a new hairstyle, or D, a new color. Yes.
Well, definitely at least B, a touch-up.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Although a hairstyle, new hairstyle I could maybe do, but at least a touch-up.
Well, that is correct. Good job. So Josh has 1 point, and Pauline has 1 point. This is the game point. Last question. What does dyed hair require? A, special products. B, special combs. C, special attention. Or D, special color. Yes,
that would
Pauline.
Be A, special products.
And that is correct. Dyed hair does require special products. Well done, Pauline and Josh. Pauline did have 2 points. So guess who won? Pauline won. Good job. And of course, friends, I know that you were able to guess the answers correctly. Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Gabe, why do you have a mouse?
Well, Rebecca, when your friends seem to be discouraging you from wearing wigs or changing your hair color, sometimes you feel like a mouse.
Oh, a little mouse. Well, I'm glad you brought the mouse today because our next lesson is about a mouse and an elephant. So, friends, make sure you come back right here on Studio Classroom. At all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.